On June 28, 1969, drag queens protested against a police raid at Stonewall Inn in New York and made history. This year marks 50 years of the Stonewall riots and what became LGBTQ Pride. It also marks 20 years of the first Pride March in Kolkata. Now, Pride in Kolkata is a raucous procession with trucks and music and hundreds chanting slogans. 20 years ago, there were 15 people, no drag queens. They called it a friendship walk because LGBT pride seemed too overt. Pawan Dhal was one of the 15. Sitting in his room now while construction workers hammer outside, he says they had no idea how people would react. He says they had some backup.
A lot of stickers and stuff on safer sex. So that was still a fallback, that if there are too many questions, we'll say that we are doing health awareness work.
This was before smartphones and apps. Queer organizing was just through listservs and e-groups. One such group was LGBT India. They wanted to do pride marches in different cities all over India to bring visibility. One by one, for various reasons, all the cities backed out. Kolkata was the last city standing. People had come from cities across India, even from as far away as Atlanta, Georgia. Bystanders were curious about their bright yellow t-shirts, but Kolkata in those days was a city of processions anyway.
Anything is possible in Calcutta. You can be walking in protest for Brazil and Argentina, so why not this too?
One elderly woman asked them what it was all about. As the call to prayer wafts in from a nearby mosque, Pawan says, Ashok Rao Kavi, one of the pioneers of the gay movement in India, explained.
I think Ashok told her that we are same-sex lovers and all, and we are walking in protest that, you know, our rights are denied to us and we are not allowed to love the way we want to.
The woman retorted, it seemed people had no work.
That people are policing people's private lives.
The marchers split into two groups and visited AIDS organizations, women's rights activists, and the State Human Rights Commission to do bridge building. The official they met at the Human Rights Commission didn't know what to make of them.
And like, he was completely surprised about what this issue was, what is lesbian, what is gay, what is bisexual.
The end of June in San Francisco and New York is the middle of summer. In Kolkata, it's bang in the middle of the monsoon.
Also waterlogged streets, because by the time we got back, it had rained.
They still have pictures of those first marchers in ankle-deep water, pants rolled up. Later that day, the media showed up for a press conference. Pawan laughs that the press made them reenact the walk, this time for the cameras.
For the newspapers, please do a mock walk. So we had to do that, and that is what you see in the newspapers.
What you see, it was not the real
walk. That is not the real walk. It was more like a victory ceremony.
That little march made history. Someone found a boyfriend. Someone came out to his relatives because the pictures appeared in the newspaper. It was covered in international media.
You know, it's like the ripples were felt long after.
The International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission in San Francisco covered it. At that time, I lived in San Francisco. I was used to the huge parades down Market Street with the city mayor and corporate floats. It was a celebration here. But in India then, where gay sex was illegal and hardly anyone was out, a pride parade was an act of true courage. I don't know if I would have had the courage to march. It's a very different India now. There are pride parades in cities big and small. The Supreme Court decriminalized homosexual sex last year. Corporate houses are getting supportive.
Yeah, we've come a long way. But then there was some charm about those early walks, which was not so, you know, organized.
This year, some of those original marchers will gather in Kolkata to remember that day, even as millions mark Stonewall in New York.
I mean, we managed to reach out to 10 or 11 of the 15.
Pawan says, though sometimes he feels prided out, he couldn't resist marking 20 years of those first baby steps of pride.
I hope that there's not too much of music, like on a big this mic or something. It should be more about shouting
out loud and proud. As I leave, I notice a little plant on Pavan's windowsill. Next to it, he's planted a little rainbow flag. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.